AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There's still no let-up from those atmospheric rivers that have been floating in over California. All that rain that has fallen has helped ease a bad drought, but it's also caused flooding and slides and deaths, at least 19 so far.
This warning from Governor Gavin Newsom.
This is just the eighth of what we anticipate will be 9 atmospheric rivers. We're not done.
It does seem to be coming up pretty quick, guys.
Emergency evacuations issued again for parts of Central California as rivers, including the San Lorenzo, keep rising.
You guys are going to flood again. Let's just face reality here.
In Salinas, fears the river there could breach its banks and flood the country's salad bowl, where 70% of lettuce is grown. The April harvest is in jeopardy.
Correspondent Danya Backus in Los Angeles. Now to the White House, which has just revealed more documents marked classified have been found at President Biden's private residence. Correspondent Christina Ruffini reports.
Departing for his Delaware home Friday, the president ignored reporters' questions about the DOJ inquiry into his handling or possible mishandling of classified material. It's the same Wilmington residence White House attorney Richard Sauber says he visited Thursday to supervise the handover of one document found in a room adjacent to the garage. Sauber says while there, 5 additional pages with classified markings were discovered for a total of 6 pages. DOJ officials on site immediately took possession of the documents, according to his statement.
Well, you've likely noticed while gas prices have been lower the last few months and overall inflation is slowing, some supermarket staples are going the other way. Take eggs.
The main reason for the skyrocketing price is the deadliest outbreak of avian flu in U.S. history. Tens of millions of birds have died or been slaughtered. Egg industry research scientist Mauro Ibarburu says high demand around the holidays also raised prices.
What needs to happen to get egg prices back to what they were?
What needs to happen is to recover from the avian influenza and to prevent new cases.
Experts say it could take a few months for new chickens to be raised to replace those lost.
Correspondent Michael George. Well, almost 11 months into Russia's invasion war, it aimed missiles at targets all across Ukraine. At least 9 people were killed in an apartment in Dnipro.
People here and in the West had started to wonder if Russia might be running out of missiles or thinking of changing its strategy. It seems there weren't quite so many missiles this time, perhaps less than 40. But it's clear that Russia has not changed its strategy and seems intent on causing maximum hardship for Ukraine's civilians whenever and wherever it can.
That is BBC correspondent Paul Adams, and this is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has 0 artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 1 additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 25. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 37. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely 32. Chance for scattered showers Monday. Mixed precipitation possible at times on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Thank you. Last Crack, Beat of My Blood. That is off their third album called Run Head Start Screaming. And as I sit here and listen to these songs along with you, I remember some interesting things about Last Crack, and maybe I'll tell you a little story here. So I got my start with Last Crack on that album, Run Head Start Screaming. And I did the artwork as the graphic artist for that, and went over to Europe with the band and toured with them. It was a whole lot of fun. That was with their second singer, Sean Anthony Brown. And before that, we heard Papa Maguire. And that was off Last Crack's Burning Time album. So Last Crack was signed to Roadrunner Records back in 1989 and released the Funkhouse number, Sinister Funkhouse number 17 album. And their second album that they put out was Burning Time, which featured Papa Maguire. And the Burning Time album was produced by Dave Jordan. So it was produced, you know, big time, big rock and roll album. It was really making quite a impact in the music scene when the singer decided to go solo and left the band. And that's how the second singer, Sean Brown, came about. Before that song, we heard The Last Crack, which was off originally Sinister Funkhouse number 17 in 1989. But the version we heard was off of Burning Funkhouse Live, which was recorded in 2002 and released in 2005. And what is kind of interesting about that I think about is I think about, you know, all this local music that we play. And sometimes as a local musician or a local band, you wish, you know, you could get signed by a big record label. You wish, you know, you could be a big rock star. And, you know, it's a great dream, but you start music because you love it. Because you love the music, and when you get signed by that big label, you know, you careful what you wish for. In Last Crack's case, you know, they had two unbelievable albums of their music, and it was recorded by Roadrunner and put out worldwide, and, you know, when they made records, for God's sakes. But at the same token, once they were kind of broken up, it was really hard to, you know, you can't go make your own CDs. You can't go make your own music and sell it at the show. You can't, you know, the record label sort of owns the rights to those albums. Now, you could go re-record those songs, and that's exactly what Last Crack did. That's, you know, in a way why they put out a live album of all of the tunes from their first two albums and really, you know, wanted to do an incredible recording to somehow, you know, surf with those other albums that they already had. And that way they could then kind of take control of their own music and be able to sell albums again of their own songs. And even till today, you know, Roadrunner Records has remastered those albums and with another record label, and, you know, kind of continues. So as great as it is to get signed, it's also, you know, sometimes a deal with the devil, and there you go. So that is Essential, Last Crack at 11. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Sync Heavy. You know, one of the great things about Last Crack here in Madison is how many bands actually came out of that, where their members went and created other bands. And one of the great bands that was created with Last Crack members, the drummer Ski, and let's see, who else? Todd Winger, the bass player, along with Todd Schween and Jamie Poster, who's now in Seven Seasons Deep. This is Faces for Radio. Let's do a double shot. Start it out. 50 states. You're listening to Max and Kevy. I wanna be the one that show you how to suffer.
pieces are so small that you'd have to crawl just to find them all. And we can dig a hole and fill it all full of salt. Could it be it's all my fault? But I wanna be, yeah, I wanna be the one to show you.
Hi, this is Todd with Faces for Radio. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Just to see how it tastes.
my pretty, pretty hiding place. Or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can put them out till it's rare, just to see how it tastes. Or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place.
Finishes off a double shot of Faces for Radio. That was Wreck Me from 2010. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. We'll be right back after the break with a little bit of Badden's End, a throwback from them. But they have a new singer. So we'll have to keep you apprised of that and tell you when there's going to be a new show. We'll be right back after the break.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
For the people.
That is brand new Sky Urchin, Co Alone. And before that, we did a double shot. So we had Sky Urchin, Dead Innate. And that was from a couple years back. Before that, we opened that with Abaddon's End, Come Down. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Hey, coming up, there's a new band out of Waukesha, a metal band called Level the Earth, and they are going to be playing with Conniption at De Bar in West Dallas coming up February 25th. We'll have Level the Earth on for an interview coming up in February, but right now, this is brand new. Let's do a double shot. This is Level the Earth, Warhead. You're listening to Rocker on Max and Kevy.
Yeah. not done yet.
You are in the middle of a double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
That is the Lo-Fi Killers. Hey, that's a new band out of Madison. There's some young kids just out of high school. It was pretty fun. We had them in a few weeks back for an interview. That's brand new from them. 2022 just came out. Until She's Gone. Hey, I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy. It's been a good set. We've heard a lot of good music. That Level the Earth, remember to go see them. They're going to be playing in West Allis at DeBar. That is going to be February 25th. It's coming up right around the corner, right? They'll be playing with Conniption and some other bands. So make sure to go see them. They're at Waukesha, brand new. I'm just stalling because I only got 15 more seconds before I'm saying bye to you guys, and Max Inc. Radio will repeat. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy, Max Inc. Radio on.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money. but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin System.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving Central